Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So for a few minutes here on the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC and WNYC.org, we want to talk about the end of the year, the photo project that we're doing on the Brian Lehrer Show. It is the one and only best photo of the year that right now is sitting on your cell phone / smartphone. That's right. Please scroll back through all the photos sitting on your camera roll. Select one or two to submit to the WNYC Brian Lehrer Gallery, and they'll select the best. The deadline is Christmas Day at noon. I am hearing there will be no deadline extensions. We're not playing that game. But I am joined for a few minutes now by one guest judge. He's Oliver Laurent. He's the editor of the British Journal of Photography. They've been around 160 years, but this is the first year that the British Journal of Photography is publishing a phone-only photo journal. It's called Filter, or FLTR. It's available as an app right now. Hello, Oliver. Welcome to WNYC. Oh, hello, Olivier. Sorry. Welcome to WNYC.
That's all right.
I'm sorry, I got your name wrong. But, you know, you're more of a visual guy then. Why,
exactly.
Why is your prestigious photo journal dipping into cell phone photography?
Well, I've been at the BJP for about 6 years now, and over the past 18 months, I've noticed that there was I was writing more and more about new players in the market, in the photography market. And these players are Apple, are Samsung, they're Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, which are not pure photography organization, but they have certain impact on the photography market now that it just made sense to have a publication dedicated to that complete movement.
What about selfies? You have a policy there?
Well, selfies are just other, like, another type of photo. Like, and I think we've done selfies for ages now. We even done them when it was only painting that was around. So I think it's the only issue with selfies is that it has a ridiculous name now.
Right. Now, I do have to say that there is an issue with our photo contest. You will not be judging any selfies because we are going to filter them out. No selfies and no pictures of pets or kids on the WNYC contest.
That's good.
Yes. Speaking of filtering them out, what about filters? Any policy there?
You don't need a filter to have a good photo, but if you want to put a filter on a photo, you just put a photo, just put a filter. Like, who am I to actually say what you should do or shouldn't? If you like the result, just go for it.
Yes. Okay. So who are you to say? Well, you know, you're the editor, associate editor of the British Journal of Photography. So give us some advice. I mean, what something about composition or color or subject that makes for a great photo?
Well, I'm always interested in the story behind the photo. So, like, for me, a good photo tells a good story. It presents something. It says something. It's not fun. Like, it's not something that you would just, like, it's not a snapshot in some way. Not that the snapshot is a bad thing, but I know I want to be told something. I want to feel something with the photos. And if you're able to do that, it's a great photo.
Last time I was hosting the show, we talked about a study that said that taking photographs throughout life is essentially a great way to miss life. Do you have an opinion on the drive to pull out your phone and document everything around you? Do you stop yourself from doing that as a photographer?
I think every time there's some kind of new trend or new technology, we try to find the negative of it and not focus on the positive. I think the fact is that, like, if the historians of future centuries are going to love the fact that we were taking photos all the time. They're going to have a huge amount of records of photographs, of videos of our times, which is a great thing. And it's the same thing for us. Like, I'm sure in a 10 years' time, I'll be glad to have taken so many photos.
Yeah, well, one of the great things about the new technology in photography is that we don't have to worry about the negative. That is literally true, worrying about the negatives.
Yeah.
But I take it that, you know, a premise here is that smartphones are capable of taking, you know, truly great photographs that could stand up next to ones taken by, you know, very expensive camera equipment. What about, though, viewing photographs? Are smartphones the best way to view a photograph?
Well, if it's your tool of choice, yes. I don't try to discriminate between different tools and different screens. And if the nice thing about the smartphone is that for the first time we have in our pocket something that allows us to take photos, but also to consume photos, to see photos. And I think that's why Instagram is so popular now, or that most people that log on Facebook, they do it from their mobile phone now. So, and if you look at the screen quality of an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy, it's just great. Of course, like if you have the possibility of watching your photos on a giant screen or on your TV or on the computer, it will be larger, so it will be nicer. But it's not an issue that you shouldn't stop. Shouldn't refrain yourself from looking at photos on a smartphone.
Olivier Laurent, an editor for the British Journal of Photography. It just launched Filter, no vowels in that word, FLTR, a new journal and an app devoted to phone photography. Go to the App Store if you want to check that out. Mr. Laurent is also the judge for the Brian Lehrer Show's year-end project, the best photo of 2013 that's currently sitting on your cell phone. Submit one or two best photos of the year. Olivier will select his favorites and will be back in a week to discuss his selections. Information on how to participate is on the website, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. The deadline, Wednesday at noon. Olivier, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. And